feeling.
I don't feel good. I don't feel so good.
Shmuel is feeling. He's feeling sheepish.
We all seem to have a little bit of a cough.
How can you? How can you go to the barbecue today?
I forgot about that. How much money did I save?
Ask David.
Did you go? Was it good?
Okay, so we said in Ches, Andragonus Mizamin Lamino, you can only. We're on page 204. You can only have androgynouses doing a zimun among themselves, right?
Why? So, I'm not talking about
like the odds of having Dobie, you just go mute. The odds of an androgynous having three androgynouses eating together today are rare. Vein mizamen lo lanushal lanushal, but they can't be part of a women's zimun. They can't be part of a men's zimun, right? So he says in chaf bottom there, mishabru. The chol androgynous achadim, right? Androgynous, unlike a tumtum, and tumtum is it's a masafik whether it's a man or a woman, right? Everything's just covered over, and so like I said today, for sure they would do some surgical procedure to determine the proper gender, but androgynous has both, right? So, and therefore all androgynous is they're the suffic whether male, female, they're bria b'fnei atzmo. And a third gender. Mashen came in tumtum lekame, as opposed to tumtum, the shem is a kshikr yim sezachar, who's in the keva. Right, so if you have a tumtum, so if you have three tumtums benching together, maybe two of them are women. B'ein nosh mitzavitim anoshim, and women should not join with men, because they'll all sif up. Right, so therefore, but the androgynous, we view him as a... one or the other, or bria b'fnei atzmo, and therefore, but all... But if three of them get together, they're either all women, they're all men, or they're all high, you know, whatever you want to call them. So, and therefore they can make a zimun. And then he says in Chavav Lola Noshim, the Shema Nekevahi, right? They can't join with two men because maybe they're a woman. And his bar b'sif vav she'em izamnen alehen, right? And we don't make a zimun with the third one being a woman. Bechenim ha'noshim, the Shema Zachruv ein chavrasa no, right? Or if there's a you know, two women, and maybe he's a male, and that's not appropriate either. Okay, and he says in the Bir Halacha, Mizame Lamino, he says, Vimuhu Rishus Ochov, right, what's his obligation? Right, so on the one hand, you know, we said that according to the Gro, a woman's also a Chov. All right, so is a woman really a chav? Many hold she's not obligatory. So where would this androgynous obligation lie? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's go to test. Tumtum ainam mizamin klal. A tumtum cannot possibly be part of a zimun. Hainu afilim shneis tumtum acherim, even with three tumtums sitting in one, you know, at one table. Right, the kolosh came to enim itzdarfim anoshim v'noshim, and certainly they can't join men or women because we don't know what they are. Mikol malkam pashadim shloshin anoshim yochel itzdarf delo griya meishach and abasiv zayin. There are three men benching, so they can join and be a fourth wheel, just like a woman could be a fourth wheel in a real zimun. Right. Okay. Like I said, I'm not sure. You know, it's hard to understand what a tumtum really is. You know, everything's covered. I don't know what that means.
Yes, sir, which is the androgynous is the one that has both males
and female parts.
And tum-tum as well?
It's all covered over. You don't know what the person is.
Wait. What was the androgynous?
No, androgynous, you see the
male. Both the male parts, yeah. And the female parts?
Yeah.
And you're saying is for tum-tum, you don't see is you mean that person, if they were totally naked, you couldn't see?
You couldn't tell if they're a man or a woman. How they go to the bathroom, I don't know. You know, I think they had to do some surgically, make some sort of hole or something. I don't know. But that for sure would not happen today. It would be very, like I said, it would be very curious if there was an androgynous born, whether the doctors would no longer, you know, try to fix it up and let them enjoy a life of a non-binary, you know, human. Give them that option. And the only reason it's funny that I even know this, but the when I was in New York as a teenager. So they were giving out tickets to a filming. You know, they always say this thing was filmed before a studio audience or whatever, or played before a studio audience, or whatever. So there was a show called Trapper John, if some of you may remember, right? And part of that, and so the one that I got the ticket to see involved, right? This is when he was already back in California, and doing his, doing a surgery practice. So the show that I saw in this whatever place in Manhattan was about a baby that was born as an androgynous. And the whole discussion is make it male, female, but it was clear that they were going to deal with it immediately. So I understood from there that androgynous does exist, even Bisman Azeh.
Or at least on TV.
No, it's in the medical books also. I understand, but I'm saying, but in the Gemara's days, they might have stayed androgynous their whole life.
Right, I'm saying you brought it up because it must have existed.
So today they were medically, they would, again, this was 30, 40 years ago, they would have medically corrected, picked one, and gone that way. And that would, again, been a halachic discussion. You know, if you have to pick one, which one are you going to pick? Right? Not so simple. So, okay. But like I said, that's how I sort of understood that they wouldn't have made a show about something that was totally impossible or didn't exist anymore. And that would have been highly unlikely. Okay, Yud, Katan. Katan, oh. Sorry, Shmuel. Oh, I have it going. Okay. Katan shehigia la'onas ha'pa'utos. Right, remember we said that in the Sephardic world, right, a katan, so higia la'onas ha'pa'utos, right, yodei l'mi mevarech, and he understands who he's blessing when he says Nevarech, or the person says Rav Sain Nevarech, says Yishem Hashem, he understands he's blessing Hashem. Mizamin alav mitzarev bein l'shlosha bein l'yasara. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can be mitzarev him for 3 or for 10. Hagav yeshom dei mitzarev so klal adje bein l'shlosha shana. Right, minig Ashkenaz that he has to be bar mitzvah. Now again, we said that 13 years old inherently is not a, a Doraisa Simon, right? It's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka that by 13, you probably have 2 pubic hairs and therefore you are considered an adult, right? And for Drabbanans, we rely on this Chazaka. So therefore, we rely once he's 13. The Chay Nogim Ein Lashanas, right? The Ramah says, we're not changing this minig. A cheresh and a shote, they understand what's going on. Apishin a cheresh shomea habracha, even though he doesn't necessarily hear the bracha, but he could answer, right? Because you can tell him, point to the place or whatever. Okay, so again, you see from here that, right, in the Sephardic world, they can go ahead and bench, join a zimun even at a young age. And that's why I said I went to all different people, different Sephardim, Syrians and Persians and, Turkish or whatever they're, and they all had different practices. Okay, Chav Kimo, Shigia, Upachos Mizein Daito Choshev Leklum, Fido De Lemim Havarchen. Right? So whatever this Onas HaPautos are, right? It's a, well, we'll see what that is. So he says HaPautos, right? He's not a Keben Teisho, Keben Eser. Right, so which is what some Sephardim do, Kiddush be 10, 11, right? V'yeshom duhudin mipachas mishir zeh, imu rak ben sheish v'mal, as long as he's over 6, which is what other Sephardim told me, that they'll do it at a younger age. And again, it's not clear what that onas ha-pa'utos, what pa'utos actually means. So imu charv yodeh l'mi mevarchem, right? If a kid's 6 years old, but he knows what's going on, right, he knows why he's benching. I remember we're going to get to it later on. It's going to talk about answering amen to brachas of kids who don't know what they're saying. Right, they're trained from the time they're 3 years old to say a bracha, but if you'd ask them, but they have to know that they're making brachas to Hashem. Right, if they don't know that, so I remember, right, we're talking about this because. So, and therefore, if they don't know who they're making brachas, they're not supposed to answer amen, right? So I remember seeing this over at the table one time. by Zaidi, and Shani was like five.
Okay.
And I said, that's his older sister.
2 years older than me. 3 years older.
Three years right. Older. So I said, Shani, who are you making brachas for? I said, I don't know. I said, you just prove the Gemara, right? That, you know, until a certain point, even really you're doing it out of rote, even though you know you're supposed to make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim, right? You go to a 3-year-old kid, you know, 4-year-old kid, they all know about Ruchata, and, you know, why are you doing this? Because Tati told me to do it, or whatever, right? So I just remember that incident because it played right into my hands, because Rabbi Label Katz felt that you should answer on me for chinuch purposes. So that's where we had this discussion and a little test. Okay, anyway, I know Shani will not remember that. I don't think I remind her enough times.
I've never heard that story.
Okay. I'm sure I told it to her at least once, but I don't remember if I did it more than that. Okay. Chav heu mitzarif. All right. And according to, again, the Sfarim, this young kid, Hainu echad lo shnayim bein l'shlosha bein l'asar. Okay, but there is a cap. It's a cap of one. Right? Even though we saw before that you can join a zimun of 10 if you didn't eat bread, as long as you had a kezias or something, right? As long as 7 ate bread, right? When it comes to including a kid, you get 1. And he says, "Bein l'shlosha v'hadi isa b'siv vav de mizam al ketanim, ma'ir b'ketanim b'yoser." So we saw before that you can't, you know, bench on a katan, right? You can't include them. That's talking about, you know, a 3-year-old who may know how to answer. Right, Oshenu Deli Mavarchin, or even older kid but doesn't know who your brachas are made for. Okay, Chav Zayin. So then the Ramah goes on to say that no, it's all 13, right? That's why in the Ashkenazic world we don't have this discussion about how old the kid is. The Amrinon, Kivin Shegila Chal Shana Mistamak Kvar Hevishtei Cyrus V'Ein Sarach B'Dikacharzeh. Right, again, the general rule is Chazak of the Rabbah that you turn 13. You probably had the Shtei Cyrus. And you don't need to, you know, examine the kid to see if he actually does. Right, so the question is, and can this kid lead the benching, right? You know, we're very common bar mitzvah boys. So at the bar mitzvah, the bo bayom, he's the one who leads the benching. So can he do that? So the answer is, if lemaisa, since he's not being motzi anybody in benching itself, he's just motzing people in the zimun part, which is only the rabbanan, so we'll rely on the chazaka. Okay. Now he says, avalim bat kuv nimsa sheim bo shtei cyrus lo mitzarfin le zimun. But according to the Rama, if you do check him out, you know, when there's no hairs there, so then we will go ahead and say you should not lead the benching. Now, it's a sort of a question because we saw usually by the Rabbanans, even if you don't find the 2 hairs, we'll say that he had them, they fell out, right? So the Mishnah Berurah leaves as a tzarachi and cut, and why over here we're machmir. Right, and over there we, you know, by Hilchas Tefillah being mitzdarif to a minion and things like that. Okay. V'chol eilah deus irak l'inyan siruv shi mitzdarif l'shoshosh. It's only to make, whether it can be the 3rd guy, the 10th guy. V'shehum ha-mezamin v'yotze acherim b'rechus ha-mazon. Right, l'kuli alma. Ein moti ashu ben gilmiyam yud gilmul shan v'yom echad. So if he's actually going to, guys, again, motzi the benching, he's Baruch Ato Hashem, and no delcha, and he's doing the whole benching out loud, and everybody's listening, then obviously that's a doraisa, unless you know that everybody is still hungry, right? Otherwise, it's a doraisa, and then you need to know he has the shtei sa'ara. Shabrach smasim in Torah, v'shal tarin somcha chazaka zud mistama hevi. Right? We don't rely on that chazaka. So, you know, for benching, just saying Rabbi Sain the Varech, and saying the first bracha out loud when everybody's saying it with you, that's not a problem, right? You know, Kiddush is a big problem, right? Kiddush Friday night, maybe Doraisa for some women, for some other people, right? Generally, should be, you know, stayed away from the bar mitzvah by making Kiddush Friday night. Right? If it's a Doraisa involved, we generally don't rely on the chazaka, and we don't let him, do it. And that's sort of, right? Meaning, and can you go ahead and, you know, we always have the issue by Parshas Zachar, right? We don't let bar mitzvah boys lay in Parshas Parah, right? So the question always is, someone had asked me, I said, what if my, if my son drops trow and you examine him? I said, yeah, you got to bring to the rabbi. I said, I'm not doing that one, right? So... And did not get to the rabbi.
The father wanted to.
The father asked me.
And is that what he was asking me on behalf of his son?
Yeah.
Or he was like pushing his son.
He wanted his son to do it, and I said, fine. I said, you bring that up with the rabbi. Okay. Okay. So he said, because daraisa ain't some halachazaka the mistam heavy. We don't assume that. If all he's going to do is the rabbi sign of a reich part, everyone's going to do the benching themselves. Less than, but then it's not a problem. We will rely on the chazaka, as he says in the Sharet Zion Yotest Zimun the Rov Haposkim who mid the Rabbanon, and the fact that others hold that it's Doraisa. Right, so like he brings down here, the Chazon Ish argues and says that Zimun is Doraisa, and therefore he says that the Bar Mitzvah boy should not be benching, because maybe he's not a Chiyuv yet, right. But again, that's not the typical psak. Typical psak is the Rabbanan, and he can go ahead and do it. Okay. Then we said, we concluded with the Cheresh and the Shota could also join in if they know what's going on. So he says, Mari b'Cheresh medaber in a Shemeh, right? Someone who can talk, can hear, right? Ilu b'Cheresh gomer kaimel and patrim kol mitzvah kot. The guy can't hear or speak, right? So then we treat him like a katan, right? But here he's only, he can't... He can talk, so he can respond, but he can't hear what you're saying, right? But the guy is fully deaf and dumb, so he's la bar deh, loves him, then hey, sif ches, v'enem etzara, v'cheresh ha-shameh, v'enem edaber. If a guy can hear, he can't talk, which is a mute guy, right? So then he says, I am prima godam. And the question ultimately is over there, right? What happens if a guy doesn't answer? Right, so by 10 people, if a guy doesn't answer, right, it's still good. I mean, at 10 people, the Shekhinah was there. Guy says Baruch Hu, and only 8 of the guys say Baruch, Baruch Hashem, Baruch back, right? Still Yotze Baruch Hu, because they all heard the thing, and right? But when it comes to the 3 people, right, if you're missing one of the people answering, maybe it doesn't count. Okay. Which does happen sometimes, it's always critical to make sure you get someone who does Zimun, who knows what's going on, because what you'll find happening sometimes is the guy, you'll have someone do Zimun, and, just, let's say, 5 guys at the table, or 3 guys at the table, whatever, there's 5 guys at the table, one of the guy, he does it kind of low, does it kind of quickly, 2 guys are talking, he just does it, and by the time they are, they didn't hear him say the rabbi sign the varech, and they didn't hear the other, they only heard the other people answering at the end, and then they wake up and start responding, right, or don't respond. So, you always have to have someone who knows, make sure it's quiet, make sure that people can hear you, so that everybody could respond properly. Right, because here we're talking about the guy who can't talk, okay, it's a problem, right, and what about if you could talk, but you didn't talk, okay. Then he says, "V'shota lo ma'ir v'shota gomer." We're not talking about a total shota. The same as if he clearly also cannot join in. Right, he doesn't have his full faculties. Right, some level of autism is how they would define it today. Right, so there probably are autistic. Depending on what level of the spectrum you're on. Right, there are autistic kids who know what Zimun is and know what the response is. Right. So they would be able to join it. Okay, let's go to the Bar Halachas here. Actually, Ben Shlosh Reishana. So the Ramah says you need 13. Now, let's say he has two hairs before he's 13. Now, you could argue and say, well, I'll combine that with the Shulchan Aruch, right? Because I got the two hairs. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I could be 7 years old with nothing, right? Mishnah Berurah tells you that, no, that doesn't count. Because, in general, the halacha of the two hairs, we discount them totally, la halacha, right, until the person turns 13. We say it's a mole, M-O-L-E, where he grew some hair out of, you know, that, right? But it wasn't a real shtei saros, right? Even though it probably is, right? But we don't rely on that, and therefore for daraisas, we're still not going to, you know, include you under the age of 13, even with the svar of the Shulchan Aruch, that's okay, right? We obviously discount the Shulchan Aruch's opinion totally. And that's why, again, it's always important to know, you know, that the Sephardic world, things sometimes are different, right? We just automatically say, oh, Shulchan Aruch says, you know, 10 years old, and but the Ramah says 13, so therefore in your brain, how old is your Zeman? 13, but, you know, sometimes maybe not. Okay, now the question would be, if you're an Ashkenazi guy, and they're saying the Nevarech Elokeinu, and one of the, and it's a Sephardic minion, and one of the people that are part of that 10 is, you know, a 10-year-old. Can you answer Nevarech Elokeinu or not? We've already said that it's not Ma'akeh B'diavad, if nobody said it. Ma'asim B'chol Yom. Right? I have that by, it was very funny, by Shabbos Shabbat Brachas, or last 2 weeks ago, Shabbos Shabbat Brachas. Right? Friday night, the guy messed up, left out the whole Simcha B'Mono part. Shabbos day, left out Elokeinu. Right? I mean, this goes on Maisim B'chol Yom that people mess up benching. I think the Shal Shudas guy got it right. Right? So people mess it up all the time. Right? So we said, but the evidence, okay, even if you didn't say Elokeinu. But can you answer Elokeinu if you're the, you know, if you're the ninth guy in a Sephardic minion and the tenth guy is a 10-year-old kid, where we hold that it doesn't count? Right? Okay. I don't know. Okay, let's go back to Bar Halacha Mitzdar from the Zeman. I am Mishnah Berurah. The Meiri. Becher Shemadav Rein Shemay can talk, but he can't listen. So the Lechar Pasha Davkling in Siruf was only talking about Siruf. Avuhuay Nochin Lechatchila Shehu Amizamein Lahotzi Acherim Berachas Masa. He should not be the guy leading the benching. Meaning he can't hear, so therefore somebody can point the place out to him. Talkai Malon, you can point out that we just said, and he knows when to respond. Talkai Malon Misim Mikuf Pei Hey, we saw by benching. Right, you should hear what you are saying, and this person can hear, so he's not a lechatchila bencher, and therefore he should not be leading the benching for others. Im Kain After Shamekon, even though it works, because if they hear him. They're no better than him. We don't consider like they heard. We consider like they said it, but not like they were able to hear themselves. It's the same thing. It's not appropriate to make him shliach tzibur. Again, we come back. If the case is where everybody's being yotze with this guy, so that's clearly a problem. He's a bidyeved guy because he can't, you know, he can't hear, right? But ach kayom she'im motzim berachas amoz and klal. But nowadays we don't motzi anybody. That even if he doesn't hear, he can lead the rabbi side part. After bismanein unami kolachim bevarachli atzmo, even though nowadays, right, everyone davens themselves. Mikomak malomash chozer mispal shleil tzibur, but chazar sashatz after kvar mispal beatzmo. Mikom, even though we said it before, so it's all just takanas chazal, right? Lo zozim mikoma, right? So we try to keep it the same rules that we have for the for being motzi. Other things, hello, name. They hear themselves, right? It's not, you're not listening, right? By chazaras hashatz, the only person that's talking is the shliach tzibur. If he personally can't hear, so that's a problem. Over here, everybody's able to say to themselves, and they can hear what they're saying. Right, again, it's always very nice that we have these things. Oh, here's a guy, he's a deaf guy, so I'll let him bench, right? Make him feel good, right? First of all, I don't know if he'll feel good. I don't know if he wants it, right? But, you get yourself into trouble when you try to do these things to make people feel good. We talked about for the guys, the Balei Tshuva, the Kirov guys, if they're going to do it and bench wrong, right, you're not doing anybody any favors by making him feel good about himself, right, by leading the Zimun, right? So one has to always be aware of all the ramifications before one proceeds with, giving someone, we'll call someone unique, the opportunity to lead the Zimun.
What did we say about the minion? Having the child by the minion, I don't remember what that was again.
Oh, by Shimon Esrei?
Right.
Yeah.
So
that we said was a machlokas, whether we include him as part of the minion, if he's holding a Sefer Torah or holding whatever. That's a machlokas. And we said a lot of posts didn't like it, but a lot of posts were okay with it. And Moshe said he's not bothered by anything other than by Chazar Sashatz. Because there you're going to be. Right, Kaddish and Kedusha, so what happens if you said Kaddish and you didn't
have... Right.
But Bracha Levatala is more of his concern, so he says that the Shliach Tzibur should not dive in the Silent Shemon Esrei, you should just do the Chazar HaShatz. Okay, so that was what... right, so you have a sort of a similar idea over there, right? But not everybody agrees to that, and certainly, I wonder if the Sephardim connect those two halachas also. Like, are they more lenient with the 10th guy being a kid than a lot of the Ashkenazic poskim? I don't know. Okay. Yidaf, Mishin Yidu Alavera Eim Ezamin Alav, right? We saw this. Someone who gets put into Chayim for an Avera. So we said before, even though you shouldn't be Mezamin with Rishayim, here we're talking about a guy who did a one-shot thing and we're trying to teach him a lesson, right? And put him into Chayim, right? Eim Ezamin Alav, you can't be joined. Bain Lishlosha Bain Liasar, whether for 3 or 10, she said Lashon Nidoy, Shemarchik and Mavdinos of Meagudasam, right? The Lashon of the Nidoy is that you're distancing and separating yourself from this guy. Right? Where he talks about Ganafim Mitzarev to a minion. But again, we said for Zimun, the whole idea of Zimun is we people who are Koveya together. You're not supposed to be Koveya with a guy who's in Cherem.
You allow him to be the fourth person?
He can answer. Okay. I mean, he can't. He's not supposed to be sitting within Dalai Lama's. Right, so he can answer. He can sit at another table. It's sort of like during COVID, you had your people who had the COVID who were sitting at a different table, right? The other end of the room, right? So you can use all the tools of being Mitztaref, right? And even making him part of the third guy. But, there was sort of like, you want to be koveh with the person, you just, have some, medical issue, right? So if he's your third guy, he probably can't be mitzarif. But we don't want people being mitzarif with a guy who's in cherem. We don't want people being mitzarif with rishayim. Okay, reish. Din hamafse kidei levarach avo beisifim, right? So we mentioned sif simon reish quite often. We'll see the case here. Shlosha sh'achlu ke'achad. Echad mafsek al karch l'shnayim ve'onimam berachas hazimun. So the three guys eating, right? They're all sitting down and having their salami sandwich, and two guys finish, and the third guy's not done. He wants another sandwich, right? They can say, "We're benching now. Please answer." Right? We had all the discussions about, then two more guys come. He didn't bench it. Can he join with them and create a zimun with them? So we'll see that here also. But the typical case is two guys can force the third guy to go bench with them. And he says, "V'afilu rotz lahafsik," even doesn't want to stop eating. Mizanu ben ona ben ein ona kol shu omecham. Now here we see the idea about does he have to answer? Does he not have to answer? And that maybe the guy who can't talk is worse because he can't answer, right? The Kol HaRoi LaBila concept, right? He couldn't answer if he wanted to. And here the guy at least could answer. Okay, so let's see Mishnah Berurah here. Aleph She'ach L'Ke'achad, three are eating together. Ratzlo Mishnah Yischilu L'Echol Ke'achad, they started together. The Gom Rishnayim Yitchilu Ratzlo V'Rach V'Ksavaz, and the other two want to, right, you know, end early. So we said before the criterion is starting together or finishing together. So here they have the starting together part. Mapsik al karcho. So they do. He can. The two of them can cause him to stop. Right. It's not tight. It's not up to him. You know, if he wants to stop his suda. They don't have to wait for him. And again, we do say that Zimun is an obligation. So he can, you know, we don't give him the right to say, tough, I'm not doing it. Part of his Zimun obligation, if the two guys are ready to go, he has to stop. Now again, for the guy saying, I can't stop, right, it'd be kind of weird because all he has to do is stop, listen to the Zimun, listen to the first bracha, and go back and do whatever he's doing. So it shouldn't be so complicated. So he says, Gimel, since he could answer, right? That's that lashon that we saw, right? Lafuka kishiyata lachot klavsim kufta idalsebeis, supposed to the guy, you know, who ran away, and you have to call him back, right? And he brings down that. What about if the third guy who doesn't not ready to join, just eating carrots, right? So that's a suffix according to some. That maybe he has to answer also. But he's not going to be Yotze, right? He can be joined with them, but he may not be Yotze Zimun if he chooses not to, to answer. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, regular time tomorrow.
Shmuel, you should wait till Jimmy comes back to stop coming.